is this Cruz?
This is Cruz. Is this Taylor Ray?
It sure is.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me today.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
No problem. You got a new tune, Mistake.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. First off, tell us about this song.
Yeah, this song, you know, it's kind of funny. I kind of just wrote it from a place. I think we all have somebody that you kind of look at and they look great, but you know is kind of bad news. And that's kind of this song. You just kind of throwing caution to the wind a little bit. It might not be too smart, but you'll figure it out later.
Well, it's kind of, you know, you learn from your mistakes, right?
That's exactly right.
So at least you'll come out of it a little bit smarter.
Maybe next time you'll think, you know, that wasn't worth it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's nice on the eyes, but not so much on the heart.
Exactly.
Taylor, how did you get your start in music?
You know what? I grew up karaokeing with my dad, actually.
Really?
And, so we kind of grew up singing Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson, and all that. And then eventually he kind of just said, you know, Tay, you're not too bad. maybe if you want to give this a go, you're welcome to, but you kind of have to take the reins. And then we just went from there, basically.
Now, what was your favorite song to karaoke?
Well, I started out singing The Lion Sleeps Tonight over and over again. and so then he started playing songs by Martina McBride and all that. So I really got hooked on kind of all of those powerhouse ladies, which was awesome.
Now, you mentioned, you know, karaokeing Alan Jackson and Garth Brooks. Did you have a go-to?
Yeah, I would try to sing Thunder Rolls.
Ooh.
Which, I mean, is obviously far too difficult for me at that time. So it wasn't amazing, but it was definitely lots of fun.
Now, what was the first concert you ever went to?
My parents took me to the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, really?
As my first concert, yeah. Which was awesome. But I mean, it was a little off of what I typically listen to.
Yeah.
So the next one we went to was Alan Jackson. We just kind of like sat there, my brother and I, just staring at him. We're like, this is the coolest thing.
Now, when was your aha moment that you knew this is what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I kind of always knew that, but I really think it was when I got to perform at Big Valley Jamboree in high school.
Yeah.
Where it's like, this is it, you know, it was so cool. And it was kind of one of those festivals that I always wanted to go to when I was younger. So being able to be there and perform, and it was kind of one of those moments that you're like, I have to do this, you know?
Yeah. And that's a good stage to be on, Big Valley Jamboree.
Yeah, I was watching videos of that now. I'm like, holy, that was a tough looking performance. But
now, who did you share that stage with? Who was headlining? Do you remember?
No, I don't. There was a bunch of us. So I performed in a competition.
Mm-hmm.
There was one competition every year that I did for a couple of years, and then they kind of just brought me in from there. So there was a few people that I kind of, I guess, competed against, and we just got to perform, and that was about it.
Oh. So you didn't meet and mingle with any big stars?
Not quite, no.
So, Taylor, what do you have in the works now?
Yeah, so right now, I just got back from Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Was kind of doing some writing and getting ready to kind of get going on the next project. And we're just basically working on booking for the summer, which should be kind of shaping up to be pretty busy, which I'm really excited about.
Anything you can let us know about that you're doing this summer, or is it all kind of secretive till it's announced?
It's all a little under wraps now, but we are going to be kind of branching out a little bit out of BC, which I'm really looking forward to.
Beautiful. Hopefully, maybe, fingers crossed, there's an East Coast date. And if there is, I want you to know my studio door is always open for an in-person chat.
That sounds awesome.
Taylor, I want to thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks so much for having me.